Ohayou gozaimasu, konnichiwa, konbanwa, for whenever you're listening to the Joshi Pod, a podcast about the world of Japanese women's wrestling. Joshi Wrestling, I'm your host, Eric Howard, coming to you from beautiful San Diego, California. And I have a one-person audience right now. My dog, Lucky, is looking at me like I'm a crazy man talking into this thing on my desk. This week, we have the one, the only Sakushi Haruka on the podcast. She's a wonderful, wonderful guest. So happy to have a chance to speak with her. She's going to be retiring soon. She's super duper young still, but she's got other things that she's interested in doing, which I applaud her for getting out and doing something that she wants to do with educating kids and all, I mean, other things. So she'll talk about all that on the podcast. We're joined also with by Joe Pastula, who's helping with the interpreting for us, and Yappy, who's the host of Yappy's Weekly Ribbon Unravel on YouTube. Guys, where has this show been all of my life? Yappy, thank you so much for doing this. I love, 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 love it. I watch it every week. You guys should too. It's on YouTube. The Ice Ribbon Club as well is on YouTube as well. Join, guys. Enjoy, support Ice Ribbon. They have a bunch of young superstars coming up. But this week, we have a young superstar who's on her way out. Do wrestlers ever really retire? I don't know. We'll see. She can always come back if she likes, but I'm very much applauding whenever people can get out of this industry on their own two feet and on their own by choice, not by being carried out or being injured and can't move on in life. But she's doing so. She's got big plans. And again, so thankful to have a chance to sit down and speak with her. Guys, as you hear this, I'm going to be in Dallas for WrestleMania weekend. Not sure what shows I'm going to yet. Hopefully I can run into some of my old friends like Masha Slamovich and Mike Bailey and Thunder Rosa. Hopefully we get a chance to see them, but I don't want to bug them too much. They're going to be busy and earning some big bucks this weekend, so support them if you're in Dallas. If you see me, I'm probably going to be wearing a Joshi t-shirt somewhere. I've already packed a few different Joshi shirts, so if you see me, say hi. If you're not sure who I am and you're guessing, say hi. It might be me, might not be me. Somebody might pretend to be me. Could be fine. Could be fun. Anywho, enjoy this chat with Sakushi. And again, thank you, Yappy. Thank you, Joe. And we will talk to you guys soon. Arigato gozaimasu. All right, guys, back here at the Joshi Pod and very excited to have on the show this week the 10-time International Ribbon Tag Team Champion, a 4-time IWGP Champion, and a 2-time and current Ice Cross Infinity Champion, Sakushi Haruka. Welcome to the show.
Hi, konnichiwa, Haruka Tsukushi desu.
We're also joined by the host of the Weekly Ribbon Unravel, the show that's taking over the internet. Yappy's here as well.
Hi, I'm just here for support. I'll be as possible. Need some background needed, I'll step in.
And then we're also joined by Joe Pastula, who is the author of All Lights Will Forever Be Dim. Check him out on Amazon. And he's going to be our interpreter today. Thank you for joining us, Joe.
No problem.
All right. So go ahead.
Let me know when you need me to hop in. I can give her a summary of what you just said, but I don't think she needs it.
No, she doesn't need it. Let's go with the questions.
All right.
All right. Sakushi, you seem very sneaky in the ring. Were you sneaky as a child?
プロレスラーとしてなんかまあちょっと失礼だけどなんかずるい人の印象なんですけど子供の時になんかずるい人だった
はい one more sorry his voice was breaking up
okay.
so
oh it's okay あのプロレスラーとして なんかずるい人の印象なんですけど、なんか、子供の時になんか本人は本当にずるい人だった。
ずるい人、どうでしょう。でも小さい頃は、こう自分の思ったことを言えずに、こう人の影にこう隠れたりとか、そういう感じでしたね。
Okay, so she said that、she kind of did what she wanted from like the shadows, like behind people.
So she, you were always sneaky.
ちょっとずるい感じ。
に
隠れてて、
はい、
怒ったり泣いたりそういう感情を出すことができた。
So it's like when she was hiding in the shadow of people. And so it's like she's, you know, whenever she has like, whenever she has some certain feelings or wanting to do something, she's always like, you know, she's always like hiding. 何があったら感じがあったら、あの、他の人にの影に、はい。
Yeah.
なので、それぞれになったら、なので、違いますね。
そう。
So she was saying, yeah, like, so when she was a child, it was the complete opposite.
So
hiding behind people whenever she, and she was shy. And so being a pro wrestler, it became like the exact opposite of how she was.
So when did you first see professional wrestling?
じゃあ初めてプロレスを見たのはいつでしょうか？
初めてプロレス見たのは自分が4歳の頃に。
She first saw pro wrestling when she was 4.
What did you think about wrestling when you first saw it?
まあ初めて見た時にどう思いましたか？
すごいリングの上で選手がキラキラ輝いてて宝石のように輝いてて。自分もプロレスラーになりたいなって思いました。
So, when she saw the wrestlers in the ring, she thought they like dazzled like stars and she wanted to become one.
So you saw it at 4 years old. What took you so long to start training?
まあ4歳の時に見たんですけど、なんか、どうして4歳から始めなかったんですか？ちょっと冗談の。
はい。プロレス見るきっかけとなったのはお父さんがプロレスもともと好きで、で地元にその女子プロレスが来てお父さんと一緒にその会場で見に行ってっていうのが最初ですね。
Okay, so she, when she was a kid, her father used to watch pro wrestling and she first actually went to see it with her father.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so it's like her, when, プロレスラーは、茨城にですね。はい。So it was when they would watch it, maybe not live, maybe on TV or DVD. And then, it was the time when the wrestlers had a road show in their hometown. So, she used to live in Ibaraki.So when the wrestling promotion went to Ibaraki to have a show, that's when she saw it for the first time. それは何歳？
それも4歳ぐらいです
か、ね。4歳ぐらいですか、はい。そうですね。なので4歳が見たら、なので練習生は何歳から始まりましたか？
練習生、小学校5年生ぐらい。
5年生ぐらいなの。
10歳ぐらい。
So,She first saw pro wrestling when she was 4 years old, and then she started training when she was 11 years old. なので、それは6年、
小学校5年生。うん。
5年生。なので、それは6年ぐらいかかりましたね。初めて見たから、練習生になったら。なので、なんでそんなに長い時が待ってましたか？
なんか、こう、もう4歳物心ついた頃からでずっとプロレスが好きで、でその小学校5年生ぐらいにアイスリボンを見に、初めてアイスリボンを見に行って、そこでさくらあゆみさんという方がいて、その方にプロレスラーならないって言われて、うん、あ、こんなに年がちっちゃくてもプロレスラーなれるんだって思いました。
Okay, so when she was four when she first saw wrestling, and then she had a, about when she was about 11 or so. This is like fifth year, so like elementary school. She saw an ice ribbon show, and Amy Sakura asked her if she would like to become a wrestler. And she thought, like, wow, at this age, I can become a wrestler. That's really great. And she has loved wrestling since she was four, so she wanted to do it.
So in for an American perspective, training so young is pretty unusual. Did your family think, your friends and family think it was kind of unusual for you to train so early in life?
まあ、アメリカ人か外国人にとってなんか同じ年齢でなんかプロレスラーになる人はほとんどいないから、その時になんか例えば家族とか友達かとかどう思いましたか？なんかどんな印象がありましたか？
小学生でデビューして、やっぱりお父さんとお母さんがすごく応援をしてくれてて、で、このアイスリボン道場に通うまで茨城から3時間片道かかるんですけど、うん、でもそれも協力をしてくれて、送り迎えをしてくれてて、すごく協力的でしたね。
Okay, so well, her parents like supported her a lot. Actually, to do training, she had to drive 3 hours in a car to get to the Ice Ribbon Dojo to train. So her parents really supported her a lot.
That's great. So you're
that, to add to that.
Yeah.
Add to that. So it's like, yeah, it's from Ibaraki to the Ice Ribbon Dojo in Saitama. It's a 3 hour drive. So her parents would actually take the time to drive her back and forth from home to the dojo 3 hours each way, just so she can train. So from the very beginning, they were really very supportive of her becoming a pro wrestler.
That's good, good, good. So you seem like a very natural wrestler when you're in the ring now. Did you feel that, did training come naturally to you?
すごくプロレスの才能がありますよね。で、プロレスを始めた時にのなんかトレーニングはどうだった？難しかった？辛かったことありましたか？
そうですね。なんか自分は負けず嫌いなので、一個教えてもらったことはできないとすごく悔しくて、でも先輩の前で泣くのが嫌だったので、こうトイレに行って泣いてから涙を引っ込めて、また練習に戻ってもう一回練習させてくださいって言ったりとかしてて、やっぱりこう初めてのことがいっぱい受け身だったりマット運動だったりできないことがいっぱいあって、悔しいこともたくさんありましたね。
Okay, so when she first started, actually she had a lot of trouble and it was difficult, and she hates not being able to do something, so she would do it over and over until she could get it right. And she would have problems where like it would be difficult and she would cry, but she didn't want to cry in front of the wrestler, so she would hide in the bathroom or something and cry and get her feelings out and then come back and then return to training and try to get everything that she could get done.
So was there ever a time where you thought about quitting?
なんか諦めると思った時ありましたか？
プロレスやめたいって思ったことは、こう、12年が一度もなくて、もう毎日が楽しかったです。
So, no, she loves pro wrestling, and from when she was 11 onward, she never thought about quitting.
How did you balance school with wrestling training?
どうやってプロレスのトレーニングと学校の勉強を調整しましたか？
自分がいた当時は、学校の勉強も頑張らないとプロレスの試合をさせないよっていう条件だったんですよ。
そうですか。
なので勉強も頑張らないと試合ができないと思ってたので、どっちも頑張りましたね。
So her parents made it a condition that she had to do well in school to be able to wrestle. So she always thought, like, I have to study really hard so that I can wrestle. So she did well in school.
Yeah.
So you would start, go ahead.
Add to that. So it was a condition that if you don't do well in school, you have to stop pro wrestling. And so, because she's like, oh my God, if I don't do well in school, I can't wrestle. So that was her driving force to study.
Yes.
Did you study on those 3-hour trips home?
車とか、車で勉強しましたか？道場行くときに。
車で移動にってことかな？
そう、移動中。
車では、プロレスのことを考えてたので、こう、アイスリボンの寮に泊まってたんですけど、泊まって練習終わった後に勉強するとか、そういう時間を見つけて、勉強してました。
Okay, so when she would go to the ice ribbon dojo, there's like a dormitory there that she would stay at, and she would study there. And then when she was actually driving in the car, she was always thinking about pro wrestling. So studying wasn't something she wanted to do.
Did any of her senpais help her with her homework?
Can I just add to that? Yeah. So she would say that, so she's staying in the dojo. What she has to do, she has to actually find the time to study. Mm. So in the car, it's for thinking about pro wrestling, and then living in the dojo, living in the dormitories in the dojo, it was a lot of wrestling, but she had to specifically find time and make time to study. Sorry.
No, that's good. No, I appreciate that. So tell me about the first time you wrestled in front of an audience. Tell me how nerve-wracking that was, or what that experience was like.
初めて観客の前で試合をした時はどうだったんですか？なんかどう思いましたか？なんか、
はい、
どんな感じだったんですか？
やっぱ初めてお客さんの前で試合をした時は、こうコール、名前のコールも初めてだったし、こう選手に声援を飛ばしてもらうのも初めてだったので。本当に気持ちが良かったです。
So it was the first time she had like her name called out in front of a crowd. So she was felt really good to come out in front of the crowd the first time.
Were you very nervous in front of the crowd?
緊張しましたか？
あ、緊張しました。
Yes, she was very nervous.
What? Were you nervous about messing up, or what was the most nerve-wracking part of it?
何に緊張してましたか？なんか間違いをするとか、なんか人がいるから緊張してたんですか？
最初は初めてお客さんの前に立ったのがエキシビジョンマッチだったんです。で、こうそれまでにたくさん練習をして、その練習の成果を出せるか出せないかっていう緊張はありましたね。
Yeah, so she was worried about whether she could actually do the pro wrestling like in front of everybody or not when she started. It was her first match was an exhibition match, so it was she was a little bit worried about whether she could do it or not.
How proud were your parents when you got done with your first exhibition match?
家族とかはどう思いましたか？最初のマッチを見ると
すごいもう泣いて喜んでくれて、これからプロレス家族が支えるからって言ってくれました。
So her parents actually cried and they said that they would support her being a pro wrestler from then on.
Awesome. So your early matches, you get
just my feelings of just to match the feelings of her answering the previous question, because you know she was saying that before she went out there in front of the audience, she was practicing a lot and practicing all the moves and whatever techniques that she plans to dish out. But she's wondering, it's like I did well in practice, but I wonder if I can do it in front of the audience, and will I be able to do it as well as I did in the practice? So that was like what was going in her mind the most.
So your early matches, you're a child and you're getting beat up pretty good. They're throwing you around like crazy and beating you up. What was the experience like to get thrown around and beat up, and the reactions from the crowd to seeing you get thrown around?
Yeah, 最初の頃はなんか実はなんか子供だったからなんかボコボコされてるのはなんか どんなリアクションがありましたか？あの観客とか、あの他の人のリアクションはどんな感じですか？
いやー、でも小学生がプロレスラーってやっぱり他にもないことだったので、なんかエルボーとかされて痛いってやってると、大丈夫大丈夫みたいな、怪我しないみたいなこう心配はされましたね。
Yeah, so they did worry about her because she was, you know, an elementary school student. So taking hits from adults is like, it's actually something people worried about. Yeah.
You're so tiny. You were so tiny too.
Some people were like, you know, when they see a small kid being hit like by an elbow or something, like people's reaction is like, oh, is she okay? Are you all right? So it was a lot of, you know, people like reacting that way.
You were a baby still. You were so tiny. We all felt terrible. We all felt bad.
So, みんな見てる人もなんか同じ感じでした。
I wanted to hold you and take care of you.
お世話になったんです。よしよしてよしよして
赤ちゃんベビーベビ
ー。So how long into your wrestling career until you felt comfortable in front of a crowd and in doing everything properly?
プロレスラーに慣れてからあのどのぐらい慣れると思いました？なんかどのぐらいかかりました？あの慣れるのは？
まあ緊張は今でも試合前は緊張するんですけど、そうですね、キャリア3、4年ぐらいで自信がついてきましたね。
So even now she's still a little worried about wrestling, but she said it took about 3 to 4 years for her to get really comfortable with the matches.
So by the time she could, like 15 years old, she was comfortable in matches.
And confident, yeah.
Confident, yeah.
you were still a kid and you were the amazing professional wrestler.
まだあの子供だったけど、なんかすごくあの上手なプロレスラーだったって言いました。
ありがとうございます。
So being so small, do you think you have to hit people harder than somebody bigger?
で、スクシ選手があの背が低いので、なんかもっとなんか強く戦わないといけないと思ってますが、
まあ体がちっちゃいのでパワーファイターにはなれないんですけど、あの小さいなりに丸め込みだったり、こう素早く走ってエルボーを打つとか、ドロップキックだったりとか、そういう技術は身についてます。
So because she's small, she's obviously not going to be a power wrestler, but she'sGot lots of things that she can do, like elbows and kicks that are, you know, pretty strong.
And being sneaky.
He also mentioned that, you know, since with her size, it's impossible to become a power fighter. So instead of that, she relies on roll-ups. So marumekumi means roll-ups. And so doing roll-ups and then using her speed and then using drop kicks and elbows and just using, you know, whatever she can to her advantage.
And being sneaky.
And being sneaky.
Sneaky is not a word in Japan?
kind of, yeah. It's not really a word, an exact word for sneaky.
Sneaky. Not, ma,
感じですか？
ずるいって感じとか、こ、小悪魔みたいな感じ？
小悪魔。悪魔。デビル。
そうですね。あの、キツネみたいのやり方。
そうです。キツネとか、タヌキみたいな感じかな。なんか、だませるとか、なんかそういうことかな。なんか。
All right. So who's hit you the hardest in the ring?
一番強い人は誰だったんですか？なんか叩いたときに一番強い人は誰でしたか？
そうですね。やっぱ、 この人には強すぎて勝てないなと思った選手はアジャコング選手ですね。
まあやっぱりそうですね。なんかそうそう、she said Aja Kong definitely. She felt like no chance of winning against Aja Kong.
The size difference is a big and wide. It's a big difference.
まあ比較的にサイズが合わないんですよね。
This way and this way. who have you hit the hardest, you think? Like, ooh, I hit that person pretty hard.
少し選手だったら一番強く叩いた人は誰ですか、ね、
強く
少しさんが
叩いた
人は一番強かったら誰でしょうか。多分自分は強すぎかなって感じです。
でもそうですね、中島ありさ選手が結構ハードヒットだなと思います。
あ、つくしさんが、あ、
自分が、
はい、つくしさんが強すぎだった、
つくしが
やった、はい、つくしがやった時になんか誰に、はい、誰にやった。
あ、でもこういつもバチバチした試合になるって言ったら藤本司選手ですね。
あ、そう、司選手も、she is the person who she would say she would hit the hardest.
You hurt the ones you love the most?
そう、で、司藤本。She and Tsuka would fight. They would really go at it.
I believe it. I believe it.
ヘッドバットしてタンコブできて病院に行ってました、藤本さん。
So she headbutt.
Afterwards, she was like, "You should go to the hospital."
What's the worst you've been hurt in the ring?
Okay, 一番、まあ、ひどい怪我は何でしたか？
いや、怪我が両親が丈夫に産んでくれたので大きい怪我はないですね。
あ、oh, so she's never really had any huge injuries.
That's very good. That's very, very good. So, you had the opportunity to wrestle in Mexico. Tell me a little bit about your experiences in Mexico.
まあ、メキシコでプロレスしたことありますかね。なんかどんな感じでしたか。
どんな感じ。メキシコのアレナメヒコで試合をさせてもらったんですけど、本当に会場が広くて、お客さんも何万人っていうお客さんがいっぱい入ってて、すごいなんかスーパースターになれた気分でしたね。
So she, when she was in Mexico, she wrestled at Arena Mexico, and she said there were tens of thousands of people there, so she felt like a superstar.
The crowd is very different in Mexico versus in Japan. What's it like to wrestle in front of a lively crowd that's like singing the whole time and playing horns?
Yeah, Mexico no kyakusan to nihon no kyakusan ma chigau to omoimasu kedo, nanka dou omoimashita ka Mexico no kyakusan no ouen to ka no nanka yatte rukoto to ka dou omoimashita ka?
Nanka Mexico deあだ名をつけられて、チャパリータって呼ばれてて、そのチャパリータが、こう、ちっちゃくて、かわいいっていうのもあるし、クソチビっていう名前らしくて、すごいチャパリータつくしって呼ばれてましたね。
So they, yeah, they called her
nickname Chaparita.
Chaparita.
Yeah, so in Spanish means like,small, cute, little girl, but also has the connotation of being a little brat. And
yeah.
And so like the crowd started yelling at her, Chaparita tsukushi, Chaparita tsukushi.
They were right.
それは好きでしたか？
好きでした。
She loved it. She loved being called a little brat.
So everybody I've talked to that's wrestled in Arena Mexico talks about how hardThe ring is. Did you experience how hard the ring was also?
じゃあみんながそう言ってますけど、あのアリーナメキシコでリングが硬いですか？
そうですね、日本と比べたらすごいリングも広くて、ロープもあの細いんですけど高いんですよ、
うん、
だからすごいこうやりにくさはありましあったんですけど、まあこう何試合かしていくうちにすごい慣れましたね。
So she said that it's definitely the ring is hard and the ropes are actually thinner and higher. So it's there's some difficulty in getting used to it, but after doing it a couple times in the ring there, she got used to doing it to wrestling in the Arena Mexico ring.
Did you get a chance to see any of the tourist sites in Mexico?
Mexico のいろんなところ行きましたか？例えば観客と通してなんか。
はい、行きました。あのメキシコシティもそうですけど、グアダラハラとかも行きましたし、プエブラも行きましたね。
Okay, so she went to Mexico City and Guadalajara and Puebla. 特に面白いことを見たんですか？なんか例がありますか？
でもこう、あの革命広場、
マーケット、the market 広場、
隔離広場、革命広場、
革命広場、
革命広場って何ですかね。
It's a building. She said it's a building. 革命広場
もそうですし、お土産の市場、お土産市場。
ああ、そうですね。Okay. Oh, Place de la Concorde. Place de la Concorde.
Okay.
That's the Japanese name for it. Kakumei Hiroba.
You brought souvenirs back to Japan?
あと一個驚いたことがあって、あのもう街を歩けば、あのマスク、プロレスのマスクがすごい売ってて、なんかこうメキシコはプロレスがもう文化というか、そういう感じなんだなと思いました。
So she was around the city. Oh, sorry.
She was saying that she had one more thing she was surprised by, was that like for the souvenirs and things, there were masks, like wrestling masks being sold, and that pro wrestling is really like part of Mexico's culture. It's like something that's really part of the culture there.
Mm.Did you get to enjoy any good Mexican food?
メキシコ料理は食べましたか？
メキシコ料理いっぱい食べたんですけども、やっぱりタコスが最高でしたね。
So she ate a lot, but tacos were the best.
Do you like spicy food?
辛いものは好きですか？
辛いものは苦手なんですけど、でも辛くないタコスもいっぱいあって、美味しかったです。
Okay. She doesn't like spicy food, but there were not spicy tacos that she really liked. So that was good.
How did the opportunity come about for you to go to Mexico?
どうやってメキシコ行きました？何のきっかけでメキシコ行きましたか？
もともとこうプロレスラーになって海外で試合をしたいという夢があったんです。それでこうアイスリボンの代表の方にそういう夢があってって言って、そしたらこうメキシコの話があって、つくし行ってみるかってなってメキシコで試合をしました。
So it was a dream of hers to wrestle overseas, so she thought she had an opportunity from somebody at Ice Ribbon who allowed her to wrestle in Mexico, so she took them up on the chance to wrestle there
Do you wish you had more opportunities to wrestle abroad?
もっと海外で試合したかったんですか？
そうですね。5月4日で引退するんですけど、その前にもっと行きたかったなって思います。
Yeah, she wishes she had more chances to wrestle overseas.
So, you come back to Japan. What, did you bring any Lucha Libre with you back to Japan when you came back home?
で、日本、あの、メキシコから帰ってきたら、あの、 ルチャリブレの技とかを覚えてました？メキシコで。
あ、そうですね。メキシコのミスティコさんにトペコンを教えていただいたりとか、ジャベとか教えてもらったりして、こうメキシコからちゃんと日本に持って帰ってそれを使ってますね。
So she learned. Yeah, if you know these moves, I don't know them. but from Mystico, she learned whatever these moves.
She met this wrestler named Mystico.
Mystico, mm-hmm.
It's very good. So,
and he taught her topekon and jabe. So topekon and jabe is like a hold.So she, Mystico taught her those moves and he told her like, all right, so I taught you these moves, so I want you to bring them back to Japan and use them in Japan. La Maestral.
Ah, hi. Negro Casas.
Ah, and then she also learned the La Maestral from Negro Casas. Mm.
So very good teachers.
He said it. Very good teachers.
So tell me about some of your favorite opponents in Japan. Who were some of your favorite people to wrestle against?
なんか試合の時になんか誰が合ってますか？特になんかこの人と試合したいと試合が好きですと思ってる人は誰ですか？
でもやっぱり藤本司選手との試合は毎回毎回楽しいなと思います。
Again, Tsukasa Fujimoto is her choice as someone she always likes to wrestle.
Tsukasa Fuji. So she's always saying that she's had a lot of matches against Tsuka, but she said like no matter how many times she fights him, every time she fights Tsuka, it's always a fun match.
What has Tsuka meant to your career?
で、あの、選手としてなんか、あの、藤本司はどんな影響がありましたか？
そうですね、まあ先輩ですけどお姉ちゃん的なこうすごい仲良くさせてもらってて、うん、自分にとって家族みたいなお姉ちゃんみたいな存在ですね。
So Tsukasa Fujimoto is like a, you know, she's obviously older than her and she is, but she's like a big sister. So they're really close and she thinks of her as like family.
Oh, that's nice.
So she mentioned the word senpai, right? So, mm-hmm. So Tsukasa Fujimoto is of course her senpai. So that's like, and so senpais act as your mentors. But aside from just acting like simply a mentor, she's also acted to her like a big sister and they've grown close and, kind of like supported each other, not just senpai and kohai, but like sisters and comrades.
So, I mean, you in wrestling, you've gone from a kid to a grown woman, and she's kind of been there along the way for you almost the whole time.
で、プロレスでなんか子供の時から始めて、なんか大人になって、なんかその間にあの藤本司がずっといましたよね。
はい、
なんか支えてくれ、あの、あげてましたよね。
はい。
So, <Yeah. laughs> do you think now that you're going to, you're leaving wrestling, are you two going to be lifelong friends even when you're away from wrestling?
もう、あの、もうすぐ引退しますけど、なんか、藤本さんとずっと友達の関係しますか？
そうですね。引退した後も、まあ、藤本さんだけではなくて、こう、アイスリボンのみんなはファミリーだと思ってるので、はい、連絡は取ります。
So yes, but also, not just Tsukasa Fujimoto, but also everybody else in Ice Ribbon is like a family to her, so she'll definitely keep in touch with everybody.
Do you still watch wrestling when you're on your off time, when you're not at the dojo and you're not wrestling?
なんか暇の時とかプロレス見てますか？
今
はい、今です。
あ、今そうですね、試合の映像を見たりとか、こう道場マッチのカードを考えたりとか、プロレスのことを考える時間がほとんどですね。
So yeah, she watches wrestling and she watches matches and thinks of dojo matches and thinks of pro wrestling pretty much all the time.
Can you watch wrestling as a fan, or can,
also watching, she mentioned that. Sorry, also she mentioned that, you know, when she's trying to decide matchmaking, like booking the shows, because she's in charge of booking the dojo shows, right? Mm-hmm. So when she's trying to decide how do I like match the wrestlers this time, because it has to be different each week. So she watches a lot of pro wrestling just to get inspiration on how to do the on how to book the matches.
Can she watch wrestling? Can you watch wrestling as a fan, or are you always watching it as a matchmaker or a wrestler? Can you just watch, sit back and enjoy a wrestling match?
ファンとしてプロレス見れますか？それか見るときにいつもプロレスモードになってますか？
Sorry.
あのプロレス見るときにファンみたいのただの見るだけできますか？またはプロなのでこれあのプロレス見るときにちょっとあのちゃんとプロの考えるのありますか？
そうですね、今はこう他の試合を見るとやっぱりあこの技すごいとかやっぱレスラーとして見ますね。
So she can't watch as a fan. She always thinks of it as wrestling. So she'll see wrestlers do like something cool and she'll think, oh, that's great. I have to use that or somebody has to do that.
What I tell all American wrestlers is to watch Joshi wrestling and steal all your guys' moves.
So Erika が言ってるのは、あの、アメリカの選手はなんか Joshi プロレス見た方がいいと言って言ってる。そういう、そして女子プロレスラーの技をあの奪った方がいいですと言ってます。
What do you do when you're away from wrestling? When you're not thinking about wrestling, what do you do to get away?
フリータイムとかがあればなんか何をしてるんですか？プロレス以外どんなこととかなんか趣味とか。あの興味とかがありますか？
お休みの日は、洋服が好きなのでお店に行って服を買ったりドラマを見たり映画を見たりしてます。
So she likes shopping for clothing. So she likes to go out shopping and buy things, and she likes to watch TV and movies.
What's your favorite TV show?
一番好きなドラマは何ですか？
ドラマ、そうですね。なんかサスペンス系が好きなので、あの、犯人フラグっていうのを最近見てました。
So she likes suspense types of TV shows. She's watching something called Hanin Flag. I don't know what that is in English.
I don't know if that's, if it's the title. それタイトルですか？犯人。
真犯人フラグ。
真犯人フラグ。
それは日本の番組ですか？
日本の番組。
あ、そうです。There's not an English name for that. It's like 真犯人flag.
犯人、so new murderer flag.
Yeah. Sort of.
So she likes this kind.
You like the shows with the sneaky people too, huh?
じゃあ怪しい人がいる番組とかが好きですよね。
So why is right now the right time for you to retire?
どうして今は引退したいんですか？
引退理由はこうプロレス以外に新しいことをやってみたいなっていう思いがあって、あの児童教育の仕事に就きます。
Okay, so she thought like she wants to try something other than pro wrestling, and she wants to do something with teaching children.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things do you want to teach children?
どんな教育をしたいですか？
教育、そうですね。昔からあの子供が好きなので。そうですね。こう頼られるような人になっていきたいなと思ってます。
So she has like always liked kids. So she wants to be somebody that children can depend on, somebody that they can like look up to and kind of depend on as a person.
If they don't listen to you, will you drop kick them?
話聞かなかったらドロップキックしますか。
ドロップキックしちゃうかもしれない。
She said she'll probably drop kick them. She doesn't know she'll drop kick them.
Drop kick the parents.
可能性がありますか。There's a possibility that she may drop kick them. Please don't drop them. I told her.
What will you miss most about wrestling?
じゃあプロレス引退した後に何か恋しくなることがありますか？ あると思いますか？なんか一番なんか恋しくなること。
恋しくなるそうですね、こう12年間ずっとアイスリボンのみんなと一緒に過ごしてきたので、まあ寂しい気持ちはあるんですけど、またこのアイスリボン道場に来たらみんなに会えると思ってるので、そうですね、はい、寂しいですけど、はい、もうずっと会えないわけではないので、っていう思いはあります。
So she's been wrestling for 2 years and it's sad that she won't get to see everybody all the time, but it's not like she can't still go there and see everybody, so it's still kind of alright, she'll be able to see the people she wants to see.
What will you not miss about wrestling?
なんかもう引退したら、例えばもうやらなくてよかったなって思うことはありますか？
やらなくてよかった。
もうやらないからよかったです。その前の質問の逆です。
そうそう。
引退の後はもうみんなが寂しい。ことですね。でも引退の後はもうこれもやらなくていいよかったのことがありますか？
そうですね、でもこう12年間ずっと練習とかもして体を動かしてたので、家で筋トレはやろうかなと思ってるんですけどそうですね、多分今と生活は変わらないかなと思います。ただ新しい仕事に就くということで慣れないこともいっぱいあると思うんですけど、そういう思いですね。
Okay, so she's does a lot of exercising in wrestling, but once she stops wrestling, she's planning on still doing training at home. So she's still going to do that, and she thinks that when she has her new job, it'll be difficult for learning lots of new things, and there'll be things that she's not used to when she starts doing her new job.
It's exciting though. It's exciting to do something new.
まあ新しいことをなんか挑戦するのがなんか結構嬉しいかどうか、なんか嬉しいですか？
嬉しいし、もう楽しみですね。
So she's looking forward to doing something new.
Forward to it.
Is there any part of you that kind of wishes you'd started a little bit later in your career? Or are you happy with starting young and leaving the business pretty young?
So, プロレスもっと遅く始めたか、違うことをしたとか、なんか、まあ、もっと、年を取ってから始めたのが良かったと思ったことありますか？
いや、それは逆になくて、やっぱりこう、何ですかね、若くないというか、その30代、40代の人がデビューをした時に、あ、もっと早くプロレスに出会ってればよかった、もっと若いうちにデビューしたかったっていう声も聞いてるので、こう小学校6年生でデビューできたことはすごいことだなって思います。
So actually, she has the reverse feeling of that, and that she's glad that she started really young, because she hears from people who have debuted like when they're in their 30s or so, that like they wish they had started much earlier. And because she got to start so early, she's really happy that she got to wrestle for so long from such a young age.
The young lady next to you has started a little bit later than you did.
Young lady.
So
young lady. Young lady.
You're younger than me, so you're a young lady. So in the dojo now, you have somebody who's not you, Yappy, somebody old enough to be your mother. And you have, you know, young and old. How fun is it to see, you know, somebody in their 40s and somebody in their teens training to be wrestlers?
で、あの、プロレスの道場でいろんな年齢の人がいますから、なんか、あの、10代の人とか40代の人とかのプロレスのトレーニングを見るのが楽しいですか？
そうですね。こう、若い人もいるし、もう大人の人もいるし、本当様々なので、その人によって考え方が違うので、あ、こういう考えもあるんだなっていうのは逆に勉強させてもらってます。
So she thinks it's great that there's a lot of different people there and they have like, everybody has their own way of thinking. So she is always like amazed by what she learns from many different people and like the way they think about things.
Would you encourage an 11-year-old to start training, like as young as you were?
じゃあ同じく11歳の人がいれば、あの、プロレスを始めるのを勧めますか？
え、勧めます、勧めます。
So yes, she would definitely recommend it.
Good. So you have your self-produced show coming up in April. How did you come about to pick the people you want on the show and the matches you want on the show?
じゃあ4月3日になんか自分がプロデュースしたショーがありますけど、あの、はい、どうやって選手を選択しましたか？
そうですね、もう12年プロレスやってるんですけど、試合をしたことない選手もいて、その選手とシングルマッチだったりとか、こう12年間築き上げてきたプロレスラー尽くしっていうものを意味したカードですね。
Okay, so she made the card based on people she wanted to wrestle. So she had people she hadn't wrestled before and also people who had supported her along the way of being a wrestler for the past 12 years.
Is there anybody in her bucket list that she hasn't wrestled?
プロレスラーとしてなんか、試合したい人がまだいますか？
そうですね。もうまだ対戦したことない選手もたくさんいるんですけど、そうですね。こう、プロレスラーになりたいって思ったきっかけの選手が高橋七重選手という方で、その人に憧れてプロレスラーになったので、引退までに七重さんと対戦はしたいなと思ってます。
ああ、そう、So one of the people who made her want to become a pro wrestler was Nanae Takahashi. And she would like to wrestle her if she had the chance.
That would be an amazing match.
Yeah. So, もうあの、前は Nanae さんとあの、横浜で試合しましたんですね。
しました。
もう一度。
もう一度、yeah. 最後に。
So, they say that there are many wrestlers that she hasn't had a match with yet.But Nanae Takahashi was the one wrestler that really made her want to become a wrestler herself. And they did have a match before at Yokohama last year. But she's saying that, you know, before her retirement, she wants to wrestle Nanae one more time.
Mm. Do you watch foreign wrestling at all? Do you watch American wrestling or British wrestling at all?
海外のプロレス見ますか？あの、見てますか？WWE とか、あの、イギリスのプロレスとか。
そうですね。CMLL は見てますね。
So she watches CMLL?
Good. Yeah. That's better than anything in America.
Sorry.
まあ、アメリカの なんか団体より CMNL の方がいいと言っ て, 言ってました。
いいと思いました。あ、そう、CMNL が。Now she's feeling embarrassed.
No, don't. What sort of feelings do you think you'll have when you wrestle your final match in, you know, on, was it May 4th, your final match? Tell me the feelings you're going to have, you think you're going to have as you walk out of the ring.
じゃあ最後の試合の後はどんな感情がすると思いますか？
そうですね。今引退ロード中なんですけど、引退するっていうまだこう感覚がなくて、これから先10年20年プロレス やってるっていう変な感覚があって、でもこう引退興行を終えると、あ、もうプロレス試合しないんだっていう引退の感情がこう出てくるのかもしれないです。
So she's like currently on her like retirement road, which is so she's like wrestling a lot of matches for coming up to her retirement, and like after the final match, I think she's saying it will finally like really hit her that that she's no longer going to be a pro wrestler.
So you're one of the best wrestlers in the world. You're one of the best in the past, you know, 10 years, you're one of the better wrestlers in the world. How do you want people to remember you as a wrestler?
まあ、世界中でなんかプロレス選手の中、つくし原川さんがあの一番なんかそのトップのトップの人って言ってましたけど、なんかプロレスラーとして人がつくし原川といえば何を考えてほしいの？
どのように覚えておきたいですか？
そうですね。自分が引退しても、アイスリボンにすごい選手いたよね。あんなに体がちっちゃくて素早くて強かったよね、あの子って言ってもらえるようなレスラーで終わりたいなと思ってます。
So she wants to be remembered for wrestling in Ice Ribbon as like a great wrestler that was fast and strong and just was really great.
Little sneaky. Sneaky.
Small body. So despite her being small and having a small body, she wants to be remembered as someone who was strong and who was a great wrestler.
And you are. You are.
その通りです。と言いました。
Yay!
So I want to thank you so much for your time, and I wish you the very best in your retirement tour here and in your post-wrestling life. I can't thank you enough for taking the time to chat with me today.
で、今日は本当に時間をいただいて、インタビューに参加していただいてありがとうございました。なんかとても楽しかったです。
いやー、つくしも楽しかったです。
She also had fun.
Good. Yappy told me you were nervous.
緊張してたんですか？
緊張してました。
So yeah.She was nervous.
You were wonderful. You're very, very, a very lovely young lady.
素晴らしかったです。
Yeah, thank
you. Young lady でした。
Young lady.
But I'm gonna keep my hands away so you don't step on them.
手を踏まないようになんか気をつける。
手を。そうですね、子供の、あの、先生の時に子供を、
子供の手を、
罰ゲームは、藤井さんが踏み、
子供の手を踏みます。
So now it's like just been decided. So when she becomes the teacher, the punishment for the kids if they don't listen to Tsukushi is she's gonna stomp on their fingers.
They will listen. Okay, tell us where we can find you on social media.
で、SNS とか、何かありますか？なんかプロモーションしたいところとか、Twitter とか、インスタとか。
やってます。Twitter。
So, she has Twitter. Twitter は、つくしさん Twitter は、Neither of us know her Twitter.
It's like phone numbers. We don't remember phone numbers anymore. It's all in our phones.
HRKZ. So on Twitter, Tsukushi_HRKZ.
And young lady, where can we find you on Twitter? Our mistranslator, interpreter.
the young lady right here beside her.
Yeah,
yes, that's you, yeah. With the red hair.
So I'm a Yapi YAPI on Twitter.
Joe, where can we find you on social media?
I'm also on Twitter at X4MuffinX.
Wonderful. Yeah. Any final words, Tsukushi? Any final words for your international fans?
最後に何か言いたいことがありますか？海外の人に。
最後、そうですね。自分は5月4日までですけど、まあ、自分にとらわず、アイスリボンの応援をこれから先してもらえると嬉しいです。
So she'll be retiring on the 4th of May, but she hopes that everybody continues to support Ice Ribbon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry.